Shvi, Eile b'nei Seir ha'chari. These are the children of Seir the Chari, Yoshvei ha'aretz. Rashi says, two pshatim in Yoshvei ha'aretz. The pashat pshat is, Yoshvei ha'aretz, the inhabitants of the land, the ones who lived in the land before Esav came there. Rashi's second shot is, Yoshvei ha'aretz, they were the experts in cultivating the land, the experts in knowing what to plant in this land. They would taste the soil and know exactly what should be planted in this soil. And who were the children of Seir? Loiton, Shoivol, Tzivoin, Ano, Dishoin, Eitzer, and Dishon. Ela alufa ha'chori, these are the chiefs of the Chori, B'nei Seir, the children of Seir, Be'eretz Edoim, in the land of Edoim. Vayu v'nei Loiton, and the children of Loiton were Chori v'hemom, v'achois Loiton Timna, and Loiton's sister was Timna. Ve'ela b'nei Shoivol, and these are the children of Shoivol, Alvon, Monachas, Evol, Shifoi, and Oinom. Ve'ela b'nei Tzivoin, and these are the children of Tzivoin, Ve'ayo v'ano, Ayo and Ano. Who Ano? This is the same Ano that was mentioned earlier in Pasuk Chav. That was the brother of Tzivoin. This Ano was also the son of Tzivoin. As Rashi explains, Tzivoin was Mezaneh with his mother, Seir's wife, and had Ano. And therefore, it is possible that Tzivoin and Ano were brothers because they shared the same mother, the wife of Seir, but Tzivoin was Ano's father. Asher Motzo es Hayemim Bamidbar. Ano was the one who discovered the mules in the Midbar, Beroisa es Hachamorim L'Tzivoin Aviv, when he grazed the donkeys for Tzivoin his father. He took a donkey and breeded it with a horse and created Yemim, the mules. And the reason why they were called Yemim, because they were fearful. One who got bitten by this mule was never healed for the rest of his life. Ve'ela b'nei Ano, and these are the children of Ano, Dishoin v'olivomo, Dishoin and olivomo bas Ano. This is the same olivomo mentioned earlier, one of the wives of Esav. She's called over here bas Ano, although her father was really Tzivoin, because it looked like she was the daughter of Ano. Ve'ela b'nei Dishon, and these are the children of Dishon, Chemdon, Eshbon, Yisron, Uchron. Ela b'nei Eser, these are the children of Eser, Bilon, Zavon, Va'akon. Ela b'nei Dishon, these are the children of Dishon, Utz, and Aron. Ramban is medayik that earlier in Pasuk Chav Aleph, the two names Dishon and Dishon are spelled differently. One is with a cholim Dishon, and one is with a cometh Dishon. But over here, when it's speaking about their children, in Pasuk Chavav and in Pasuk Chavches, they are both mentioned as Dishon with the comments. And Ramban says that when they are mentioned in one Pasuk, the Pasuk differentiates in their spelling, Dishon and Dishon. But when they are in two separate Pesukim, the Torah is not makbid to spell them differently, and that's why they are both Dishon. Ela alufa achori, these are the chiefs of Chori, aluf Loiton, aluf Shoivol, aluf Tzivoin, aluf Ano, aluf Dishon, aluf Eitzer, aluf Dishon. Ela alufa achori, lalufeim be'eretz Seir. These are the chiefs of the Chori, according to their alufim, in the land of Seir. Zot Rashi, Yoshvei ha'aretz, Pasuk Chav, Shehayu Yoshveha koidim sheba Esav l'sham. The simple meaning is that they were the inhabitants of the land before Esav came. V'rabbeisenu darshu shehayu b'kiyam b'yeshuva shel aretz. They were experts in cultivating the land. Meloi kona zeh l'zeisim. This measure of land is good for olives. Meloi kona zeh l'gefanim. This measure is good for growing grapes. Shehayu tayamin v'yoidim. They would taste the land and know ezu netiyah ru'uyala, which planting was fit for this land. Ve'ayo va'ano, vav yisera. The vav in front of the word ve'ayo is extra. V'hu kemoi ayo va'ano. It should have said ayo va'ano. V'harbi yesh b'mikra, and so we find many times in the psukim, taste v'koidesh utzva mirmas. It should have said taste koidesh utzva mirmas. And also in Tehillim, nirdam v'rechev v'sos. It should have said nirdam rechev v'sos. Hu ano. This is the same ano. Ha'omer l'malo. That is stated earlier in Pasuk Chav, Shehu Achav Shel Tzivoin, that he was the brother of Tzivoin, V'kanu Kara Oisei Benoi. Over here, he is called Tzivoin's son. Malameid, it comes to teach us, Shebot Tzivoin Al Imoi. Tzivoin was Mezana with his mother, V'hoilid is Hano, and she gave birth to Hano. Es hayemim, pradim, mules. Hevia chamor al sus. He breeded a donkey with a horse, nekeva, with a female horse. Viyolda pered, and it gave birth to a mule. Vahuaya mamzer. And Anah was a mamzer. Vehevi psulim la'ulam, and he brought forth psulim to the world. Malama nikwashmam yemim. Why are they called yemim? She'emoson mutelas ala briyos. Because their fear is upon all human beings. The Amar Rav Chanina, miyamei lo sha'alni adam al makas preda. In all my years, nobody has ever asked me concerning the maka of preda levana, the white mule, v'choya, and this maka healed. I never heard of the bite of a preda levana that healed. It was not necessary for the pasuk to tell me the family of the chayri, the children of Seir, elav mipnei Timna, only because it wanted to tell us that Timna was their sister, ulaydia gedulas Avram, and to let it be known the greatness of Avram's family, k'mo shepirashti lamala, like I have already explained earlier. And the pasuk continues, ve'ela hamalochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom, and these are the kings that were kings in the land of Edom, lifnei melach melech lifnei Yisrael, before there was a king amongst Klal Yisrael. Esav had 8 kings before Klal Yisrael had 1. As Dasakena Mibalei HaTosfos says in the beginning of the parasha, since Yaakov called Esav 8 times, Adoni Esav, my master Esav, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'rav Yavoi Tzoyer, the older son will serve the younger one, therefore Yaakov was punished, and 8 kings came out of Esav before even one king was a king in Klal Yisrael. Vayimloch Be'edoim, Bela ben Ba'or, and Bela ben Ba'or was the first king in Edom. The Shem Eroi, and the name of his city was Dinhovo. Vayomas Bola, and Bela died. Vayimlech Tachtov, Yoivov ben Zerach mi Batra. And the king after him was Yoivov, the son of Zerach, from the city of Batra. And Rashi says Batra was a city in Moav. And since Moav gave a king to Edom, they were punished. And that's why the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki zevach l'Hashem be'Batra, there was a slaughtering of Hashem in Batra. Since Moav gave a king to Edom, they were punished with a zevach l'Hashem. Vayomas Yoivov, and Yoivov died. Vayimloch Tachtov Chusham me'eretz haTemani. The third king was Chusham from the land of Temani. Vayomas Chusham, Vayimloch Tachtov Hadad ben Bedad. Hamakes Midjan b'stei Moav, who hit Midjan in the field of Moav. Rashi explains that Midjan attacked Moav, and Hadad ben Bedad helped Moav to overcome Midjan. We see from here that Midjan and Moav were always at war, and it was in the time of Bilam. They made peace with each other in order to attack Klal Yisrael. V'shem Eroi, and the name of Hadad's city was Avis. V'yomas Hadad, and Hadad died. V'yimloch Tachtov Samlo Mimasreka. Samlo from Asreka was the fifth king of Edom. Vayomas Samla, Vayimloch Tachtov, Shaul Merechovis Hanar. When Samla died, Shaul from Rechovis Hanar was the sixth king. Vayomas Shaul, Vayimloch Tachtov, Balchanan ben Achbar. Balchanan ben Achbar took over when Shaul died, and he was the seventh king of Edom. Balaturim is Medayek that by all the other kings, it says where they were from. Bela ben Ba'or from Dinhovo, Yoivov from Batra, Chusham from Eretz HaTemoni, Hadad from Avis, Samlo Mimasreka, Shol from Rechovis Hana'or, and even by the last king, Hadar was from Pa'u. So all of them, the name of their Mokoim, the name of their place is mentioned, except for Balchanan ben Achbar. And Balaturim explains that the reason for this is because he did not have a set place. He had many enemies and was always on the run. And that's why it does not say where he lived, because he was one day over here and another day in another place. Vayomos Balchanan ben Achbar, and Balchanan, the son of Achbar, died. Vayimlech Tachtov Hadar, and Hadar was the king after him. He was the eighth king of Edom. V'shem Eroi Pa'u, and the name of his city was Pa'u. V'shem Ishtoi, and the name of his wife was Mehitavel Bas Matred. Mehitavel, the daughter of Matred, Bas Mezov, the daughter of Mezov. Rashi explains that Matred was Mehitavel's father. And another name for Matred, her father, was Mezov, because he was so wealthy that gold was considered like water to him. So the pasuk is saying that the wife of Hadar was Meitavel, whose father was Matred, and whose father was also known as Mezov. So she was Bas Matred, Bas Mezov. Matred and Mezov were the same person. Balaturim explains that the reason why by Hadar specifically the name of his wife is mentioned, Meitavel, because the only reason why Hadar came to power was only because of his wife. Since his wife came from such a wealthy family, from such a powerful family, therefore he was chosen as king. It was only because of his wife that he was Oyla L'Gdula. And Rashi explains that after these eight kings were finished, that's when the Yidden put up eight kings Keneged, corresponding to the eight kings of Edom. And the eight kings of Yaakov were Shaul, Ishbosheth, David, Shlomo, Rechavam, Avia, Asa, and Yehoshaphat. And it was while these eight kings were in power, there were no kings by Esav, but rather they had alufim, they had chiefs. And the pasuk says, "Ve'ela shemois alufei Esav," and these are the names of the chiefs of Esav. These chiefs were in power during the time that the Yidden had kings. Lemishpachosam, according to their families; lemekaymosam, according to their places; bishmosam were their names. Their names were named after their places. Aluf Timna, Aluf Alva, Aluf Yises, Aluf the chief of Alivama, Aluf Elah the chief of Elah, Aluf Pinoin the chief of Pinoin, Aluf Knaz, Aluf Taimon, Aluf Mivsar, Aluf Magdiel the chief of Magdiel. As Rashi says, Magdiel is Rome. So we see over here these names were names of cities. Aluf Iram and the chief of Iram, Ela Alufe Edom. These are the chiefs of Edom. Limashvosam, according to their settlements, Be'eres Achuzosam, in the land of their possession. Hu Esav Avi Edom. He is Esav, the father of Edom. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ve'ela Hamalochim Shemoina Hayu. There were eight kings that belonged to Esav. Ukinegdon. And corresponding to these eight, Hemed Yaakov, Yaakov also put up eight kings following the eight of Esau. Ubitel Malchus Esau, and he dissolved the Malchus Esau Bimeim in those days. We said in Parshas Toldos, Ulaoim Miloim Yemots, when Esau will be strong, Yaakov will be weak. And when Yaakov will be strong, Esau will be weak. So when Esau had his kings, Yaakov did not have kings. And when Yaakov had kings, Esau only had Alufim. Ve'elahein, and these are the kings of Yaakov: Shaul, Ishbosheth, David, Shlomo, Rechavam, Avia, Asa, and Yehoshaphat. Uvimei Yoram b'noi, and during the days of Yoram, Yehoshaphat's son, Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Biyamav posha Edom mitachas yad Yehuda." In his days, Edom rebelled from under the hands of Yehuda. Vayamlichu alehem melech, and they kinged upon them a king. Uvimei Shaul ksiv, but during the days of Shaul, when the Yidden had kings, Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Ein melech be'edoim." There were no kings in Edom. Nitziv melech. Instead of a king, they had a governor. Zakrashi Yoiva ben Sorach mi Botzra. Botzra me'ore Moyavhi. Botzra was from the cities of Moyav. Shenemar val kriyos val Botzra. So we see Botzra was a city in the land of Moyav. Ulefishem mida melech le'edoim, since Moav gave a king to Edom, Asida Lulkois, in the future they will be punished. Imohem, together with Edom. Shenema kizevach Hashem beBotra, because a slaughter to Hashem happened in Botra to punish Moav, who gave a king to Edom. Hamakes Midjon bestay Moav, who hit Midjon in the field of Moav. Shebo Midjon al Moav. Midjon attacked Moav l'mechama. Vaholach melech Edom, and the king of Edom, Hadad, went Lazar es Moav to help Moav. Umikan onu lemedim, and from here we can learn Shehayu Midjon uMoav merivin zem ze, that Midjon and Moav were at war with each other. Umimei Bilam, and during the days of Bilam, Asu Shalom liskasher al Yisrael, they made peace in order to fight against Klal Yisrael. Bas Mezov, the daughter of Mezov, Mahu Zahav, what does it mean by calling him Zahav? Asher Hoya, Matred was a wealthy person, Vein Zahav, Choshev Bein of Leklum, and gold was nothing to him. That's why he was called Mezov, because gold was like water to him. Ve'ela Shmois Alufe Esav, and these are the names of the chiefs of Esav, Shenegro Ashem Medinoi Sehem, that were called according to the name of their countries, La'acha Shemes Hadar, after Hadar died, Upaska Mehem Malchus, and it discontinued from them the monarchy. The Harishonim and his Karm Lamala, and the Alufim that are mentioned earlier, Haim Shemais Taldoisam, those are the actual names of the people. When it says Aluf this person, Aluf this person, that was the person's name. But over here in these Psukim, when it says Aluf Olivama, Aluf Ela, Aluf Magdiel, these are all names of places. V'chein mefurish b'divrei hayomim, and so is explained in divrei hayomim. V'yomas Hadad, when Hadad died, although it does not really mean Hadad, it means Hadar, because the last king of Esav was Hadar, like it says in Pasuk Lamates. But since Adalid and Reish can be interchangeable, like we find in Sefer Bamidbar, that Deuel and Reuel are interchangeable, here also Hadad and Hadar can be interchangeable. So the Pasuk says, Vayomas Hadad, it means when Hadar died, Vayiu Alufe Edoim, and the chiefs of Edoim were Aluf Timno. So we see that after Hadar died, they did not have kings, but rather chiefs. Magdiel hi Roimi. Magdiel is the name of a place, and the place is Rome.